All right, the holidays are almost upon us. Tick, tick, tick. For some of us, that means, you know, cooking the big meal. But for some others of us, we might also decide to just go out. Make it easy on yourselves. Go to the local restaurant instead. But then you find everyone else has the same idea. The place is crammed. Can't get a table. Oh, my God. Not good service. Now, if you're in the restaurant business, you want customers to come through your door, but you also want to make sure they have a great customer experience. It's all about customer experience these days, especially the millennial generation. They want the experience. How do you get that from both the receiving end and the giving end in the restaurant business over the holidays? To tell us that, we're joined by John Bartowill. He's the managing director of TMG International. They are a company, a consulting firm here that focuses on customer experience for their clients. Hi, John.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
Well, I'm getting hungry. I'm looking forward to turkey, but I'm also looking forward to probably, you know, hitting a restaurant or two. And I'm hoping to get a good experience for that. So what do you advise me to do to get that good table or, you know, not get that bad lineup as we head into the holidays?
Well, you know, it's a challenging time because you've got restaurants who are really counting on this time of the year to do well and make their business work for them. And at the same time, you've got folks who are dying to get into a restaurant at this time of year and take a break from some of the stress of the holidays. So it's a perfect storm in some ways.
So ahead, sorry.
So I think that a couple of things that I think folks need to keep in mind is this is a time where making a reservation is pretty critical. And making that reservation ahead of time, not just the day of, but a few days, because there's a lot of people trying to get into restaurants these days. I think the second thing in doing that is to think about, because it's so busy, think about doing it online if you can versus just phoning in, because when you phone in this time of day, folks forget. They may not record your reservation properly. At least if you do it online, you've got some sort of documentation around that reservation. And obviously, if it's tough to get into a place that you want to go to, well, then think about maybe seeing if you can get a seat at the bar if you, you know, quite often they serve during the holidays as well. So there's lots of things that you have to consider when you want to get into a good restaurant these days.
Yeah, there's also, I think, expectations. And, you know, I've never worked in the restaurant industry, but the people there, especially the frontline servers, they are run off their feet at this time of year. So maybe not expecting the same type of exact snappy service that you get other times of the year, would that be reasonable too?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, if you think about, you know, the restaurant industry today, we've really come a long way, and it's an industry that has really improved in a lot of areas. But again, when you get stressed over the holidays and you get really busy as a restaurant, it's challenging. So, you know, if you think about it, the food quality in restaurants has gone up tremendously. A lot of restaurants have really kind of improved the atmosphere and the look of the places. And but then when it comes down to that service you get. You know, it's great to go to lots of different restaurants that have great food offerings, but then it comes down to service. And for a restaurant, you know, they need to do a few things. They have to make sure during this period they've got enough staff, and that can be challenging. And sometimes they have to bring in additional staff who may not be as well trained as some of the regular staff. They have to double check everything to make sure that they've got everything covered, and they have to maybe be a little more proactive in getting things organized before. So, for example, an example would be, you know, if they're giving bread baskets onto a table, have they got those already ahead of time so that they can get them out quicker, given the volume? And finally, making sure that they, when they look at their guest list, do they have any regulars that are coming back? Because they want to make sure they take care of those regulars, because they're probably the ones that pay the bills throughout the year. So it's not just one thing that they have to do. They have to do a lot of things well at that time of year.
Yeah, they do. And you actually advise, you say, you know, if you are a regular somewhere, maybe that's the best place to go over the holidays, because you will get that extra bit of attention as well.
Well, they know you. They know what you like. They don't necessarily have to ask as many questions, and they know what you expect. And so that can be easier for them as well. And they love to treat you well during a special time of the year. So, you know, they're in the hospitality industry, so they should be hospitable by definition. So.
Okay, speaking of hospitality, strategies for restaurants to manage all the people coming through their doors. I got a couple of pet peeves with one of them they use, and I want your thoughts on this, the time limit. When they say, you know, you only have this table for an hour, that stresses me out as a customer. Do you advise restaurants to do that or not?
It's so the short answer, it's not a great strategy. In a busy time of the year, you know, restaurants will feel they need to do that because they'd rather do that than turn people away. So they try and, you know, really book up the restaurants and to obviously in their situation maximize the revenues. But on the other hand, they may be hurting themselves the rest of the year. That being said, I have to tell you a funny example of something, of a restaurant that's done the exact opposite of everything you should do and is incredibly popular. So imagine this, you have to book a restaurant online only, and you have to do it 2 months ahead of your reservation.
Wow.
And then imagine you've got to pay for it right up front at that point in time too. It's a fixed price, you pay for it up front, and it's not inexpensive. Then when you make that reservation, there's only 12 chairs in the restaurant, and it's one big table, and you have to sit with strangers at your own table. And then on top of that, you end up with a menu that you don't know what you're going to be served. You have no idea until you physically get to the restaurant that night. And then finally, you end up sitting with these strangers in this unique environment, and at the end of the day, you hopefully enjoy the food that you have. And, oh, by the way, you've got to leave after an hour and a half.
That sounds like a nightmare. I would never go to a place like that. I don't know if the place thinks that it's just so good that it could do that. Did that turn out well for the customers?
It's ranked one of the top restaurants in North America in the last year.
Is that a Toronto restaurant? Or is that like a New York restaurant or somewhere?
It's a U.S.-based restaurant, and there's some similar concepts here in Canada, but this one is probably one that I've seen that is probably put it all together. Now, I will tell you, I've been to this restaurant, and I love going to it. It's quite an experience. And really what it comes down to is, you know, not thinking about the timeline or anything else. It's about engagement. The restaurants that do really well don't just serve you food, but they serve you an engaging experience. And really what this example that I gave, in spite of all the challenges and the hour and a half waiting and everything else, they really engage you. And I'll give you a small example of what I mean by engagement. Getting people to converse more, to communicate more, and to really enjoy the experience because of the food and the experience around the food is really what I'm talking about. So if you have service staff that is really good and engaging and really talks to you and really kind of explains the food you're going to eat, explains about where it came from, for example, and allows you an opportunity to really converse around that, that generally results in higher customer experience satisfaction scores when we've done research in the past, and really gets people to create a sense of loyalty around that restaurant to come back more than once. And I can tell you this particular restaurant that I described, they keep coming back.
Yeah, you know what? I think it also it depends. It goes back exactly to what I was saying earlier with your expectations. If it's something that is billed as a very special event and you know you'll be well taken care of by the staff, like the situation you're describing, you're willing to, I guess, put up with the long lead-up time to get there and all the other things because you know you'll be treated to a great experience. So at the end of the day, yes, it's the personal touches that really matter to me as a diner and probably to the restaurant too. So something to keep in mind when you are choosing a place to go this holiday season. John, I want to thank you so much for joining us. John Bardawill is the Managing Director of TMG International. They are a consulting firm focused on the customer experience. I hope you have a great experience over your holidays.
Same to you, Tasha. Thank you very much.